Okay, so welcome everybody. This is Debbie, and if you've not been on the call before, please feel free to ask any questions. This is really working to do a session. We all come together and we add our intentions, and we work together energetically to just lift our consciousness, lift our awareness, lift our energy, and anybody in our family and anybody in our sphere of influence. And ultimately, my intention is for the world. So it's Friday, September 30th, 2016, and this is the second new moon in September, and we just had three eclipses in the past month and a half. It's been an intense month and a half. I think most of you would agree.
Yes.
So I started the recording right away just to kind of set it up that way. So if anybody wants to say hi, their name, and state their intentions out, please do. Or if you want me to read your intentions that you sent in, I'm happy to. Or if you want to just hold your intentions quietly, that's okay too. But I will say that oftentimes voicing them just shows, adds your power to it. And it gives us the opportunity to add our power to your intentions as well.
Okay.
So I'll be quiet if anybody wants to say hi and state their intentions. Otherwise, we'll just take a few breaths and start.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi. Okay, a couple people. That's great. So, Tanya, you came through loudest, so go ahead.
Yeah, my intention is to fully show up for everything that I'm being called to and to commit as well. I'm shying back to commit to offering classes because I don't want to commit to a certain time and to be really shown how I authentically bring my work out into the world or keep bringing it by staying totally, by being completely me. And also really activating that I'm working with my full being, not doing techniques, not doing this, that's all there, but to just be there and work with my full being. And that also for everybody to just step into their fullness and be just completely natural in themselves. So, and harmony and listening to the body. Yeah, so, and I'm just holding much more in stillness. This actually to be more still and letting, giving things over, surrendering. Yeah.
I'm going to repeat that last part, Tanya, because you broke up a little bit, but I think most of it was clear. But that last part, you said you're going to give things over instead of... Just give things over and surrender instead of trying to force your way into something.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And when it feels yes, then I'm acting. When it's a maybe or a no, and the energy is not there, not to force it, but to just go, be where I'm meant to be.
Beautiful.
So surrender. Yeah.
Thank you.
Over. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Debbie. This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hey. And all of what was just said, I'll have that too.
Okay, good.
But my intention is around my spiritual practice. When I was thinking through this, at first it was like movement, and it was like meditation. It's like, well, I think it's all of it. Just dedicating time to my spiritual practice every day. I haven't been consistent, or I haven't had a ritual or made it a habit.
Oh, wait a second, Angela. Somebody has a lot of activity going on right now, and it's noisy. Can you please mute yourself? Star 6. Go ahead, Angela.
Okay. I just noticed I can go several days where I'm not connecting within, and those, you know, as those days accumulate, it Like, that's when things just feel more and more chaotic. And I realize, oh, yeah, I haven't done this, or I haven't, you know. So, yeah, my intention is just to basically reconnect with my spiritual practice. So.
Thank you, Angela. There's somebody else. Okay, somebody
lately, the last... Oops, sorry.
Somebody's got some music going on in the background. Please mute yourself. Angela, were you finished? Angela? Were you finished?
I hear a lot of music.
Me too. Whoever has the music on, please mute your phone, *6. Because I would like to give everybody the opportunity to state their intentions and not mute everybody right away. So, Angela, were you finished, my dear?
I am finished.
You're welcome.
And it sounded like Andy came on the call.
He did, but I had to silence the noise because they couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Actually, that's very, that's quite a metaphor.
It is, actually. I noticed that, actually. I was going to point that out, but I thought I'd give other people opportunity to speak first.
I love it.
Uh-huh. Me too.
This is Susan and
So-So. Oh, Susan. Hi, Susan, So-So, and Joey.
Hi, Debbie. The birds were so excited. They've been hollering at me the last 15 minutes.
I love it because I remember, I think I told you I had to mute it early last time because So-So was so participatory. It was great.
Oh, I know. For the first time in a long time, totally feeling better.
So, welcome. Do you want to state your intention or do you want me to read? I actually printed it this time.
if you have that in front of you, yeah, that would be great.
I do. Okay, so I'm just going to read, like, this, not the whole thing that you sent, but just... I'm sensing that all the work of the past weeks has been in preparation for this tool that's coming through for biogenesis, and I see that as transformative work for the planet. And then you shared that you work with the stars, and you're to shine your light and cleanse the stars of residue, and I'm grateful for that, and thank you. And this time, you're feeling like in some ways your depths have been turning inside out, right side out. And understanding that your higher self and I am presence have come forth to fully live and flow through you as you, and that your intention for yourself and the planet is to be stabilized in living one with all of you, all of me, all anchors to 3D, and 3D meaning three-dimensional existence in this world because we have transitioned into another dimension, but those of us that are still finding the struggle from our perspective are kind of stuck in that between those dimensions. And all of us are to a degree. But letting go of all anchors to 3D, resolve that with ease and grace. And then for Joey, you ask that whatever in you is mirroring to be released and whatever in them allows them to be the mirrors of this to be released so that they can have a more graceful, kind existence or life with you. And also to release whatever you're holding on to that's causing issues with your physicality and allowing you to transition into your new body, whatever that may be. So there's a kind of a like a question mark that I'm seeing there where you say normalize and you put it in parentheses because you and I both know that normalize is not applicable right now because normal is not who we are. We are coming to this place of being more who we are, and that is a different body, a different being. And I think that's all. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Oh, is someone going to go?
I are you?
I thought I heard somebody say they were going to go. Okay, I'll go. okay. Well, I guess, gosh, I know I wrote several things down, but I think what Angela had said really spoke to me too, that, you know, I am very good about, you know, my daily meditations and so forth. But sometimes when fear and anxiety come in, which I still suffer a lot with, I've greatly improved, I can get in my own head and I'll find that that I'm not maybe as taking as good care of myself as I should. And sometimes it'll be even hard for me to focus and to meditate because I'm listening to that inner voice so much because there's a lot of anxiety.
Got it.
I just want to be more at peace and just more balanced.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything further?
That's it that I want to share.
Thank you.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Deb. Sorry I gave you away.
That's all good. So I too wanted to address, like, Sparky and Coco, but Sparky hasn't, like, he's had some digestive issues, so maybe he's taken on my stuff or something, so that
mm-hmm.
would be cool to look at. But the thing is, when I asked, I got something about looking at trust, but looking at something out of the essence of fear. Do you know how you can say you trust that people are going to be a certain way, but it's from the essence of fear? So I guess maybe, I don't know whether it's just to look or understand it or just deal with that better.
Right.
Trust, yeah, because there's trusting from, you can trust in the from a positive perspective or a negative. And I was getting something about, like, the area I live in tends to look at it from a fear aspect. And when I say I represent my people, so I must have it too. So there you go. I'd like to look at that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? I hear Soto. Okay, thank you, Soto. Hurt my ear a minute ago, but thank you now. Okay, so if nobody else wants to say anything, I will mute. So when I mute you guys, please, the way this works is if you intuitively get something you need to add, then feel free to unmute yourself by doing *6. Andy, you did come on. Do you want to say anything now, or do you want to just unmute yourself when after I mute everybody? So I'm going to mute everybody. Hit *6 if you want to unmute yourself, and then you always mute yourself again by just hitting *6. So okay, so I'm going to read a couple of intentions without saying who they are. One is the intention to move forward, and they're kind of fitting along the lines with what everybody has said so far, but I'm just going to state them so that these people are infused into the session, whether they're here on the call or not. So my intention is to move forward in my life in an energy that accepts and embraces abundance in all forms, including financial abundance in both my personal and business life, as well as abundance in the areas of health, love, healthy relationships, spiritual growth, and co-creative partnerships. And the next person says, my intention is to really maximize maximize the beautiful, transformative new chapter energy of this new moon, and to really work with the magic of this new moon and step into my power as a creator of my life. I'm going to rephrase that as the creator, as the co-creator of my life, but step into my power as a creator of my life. So I'm going to leave it in her words. Take that back. So the next person is needing help with resolution of family conflict, career decisions, direction, clear goals, and the will to pursue them. I feel that's just another way to verbalize what we've already talked about, stepping into our individual powers. Okay. Then the next person is looking for financial security, a happy, meaningful life for her children, and a loving relationship with a conscious, mindful partner. And the next person wants peace, or is intending for peace, serenity, emotional independence, freedom, and good health. And another person is wanting to release whatever is attracting people taking offense to her literally minding her own business and doing her own thing. So boundary issues. Okay. Then the next person is intending to surrender, being able to surrender and be in the moment. And this person says she's not sure what her intention is, but things do feel full and exciting and oddly peaceful. And she's excited to see what magic we create for ourselves tonight, feeling and recognizing we are truly blessed. The next person is intentions for grace and harmony and resolving issues within emotions and within the family. And this one is seeing and embracing old stories for what they are, just stories, and body adjusting to all these recent shifts, letting go of fatigue and pains in the body, or being okay with them and allowing them to transmute, especially for this person in the bladder, fully accepting herself and sharing and stepping out and forming her business, activating creativity, attracting clients, and receiving financial abundance and freedom. And then there were two others I will say really quickly, and it is letting go and flowing in the river, peaceful, unapologetic, claiming and trusting. And the next person is looking for congruence and a balanced, harmonious, abundant life. Sound familiar? They all sound pretty close, right? So, let's get started. Let's all take a breath. Okay, there's another person that's on the call. She says she couldn't talk at the moment. She'd like to state her intentions to continue to allow prosperity, money, abundance, possibilities, opportunities, and love to flow to her and to continue to increase. I intend to know and have complete clarity where I am most needed physically, where my next home and security is, and to claim it with ease. And actually, I'm reading that one. There were many people that had fear over money, and homes were mentioned. So there's a lot of fear of being homeless right now, which I find interesting that so many people mentioned this. So let's just breathe into that. I love what Debbie included about trust. and the fact that we say we trust, but we trust through our filters, which is all we can do because we all have filters. And yet, so my intention for everybody tonight is that they receive the miracle they are destined and divined to receive, and that I and we are all able to transmit it in a way that we can all receive those miracles. It, for me, it is critical. I've actually been, those who know me know that I focus on the light always, and yet with this political arena, I've allowed myself to kind of get engaged because it's important, because our planet needs us. I feel not only the people around me, but the planet is crying, and it's time for us to wake up. And yet there is a waking up that we need to do in a way where we are not judging or criticizing or blaming anyone outside of us, because it is our shadow self that is showing up outside of us. So it is time for us to spiritually mature, grow up, evolve, transition into this other dimension, and where we are shedding the old skin of 3D reality, which is duality reality. And it doesn't mean you don't see duality, men, women, good, bad, so on and so forth. It doesn't mean that that doesn't exist. What it does mean, though, is it is not running you anymore. It is there as part of your being, but it is there only as a realization that it has helped inform you to this point in time and space. And as we transition and as the waves collapse behind us and around us in all of those parallel dimensions, because that's the way I see it, they collapse as we resolve them. And it doesn't mean, like I said, that they no longer exist. It just means that we're no longer blurred and scattered throughout these different dimensions and potentials and possibilities. We have focused on what it is we are choosing in this reality. And in focusing, it's that old Bible verse that says, it's thy and I be single. I think that I be single just means focus on the light. And as we focus on the light, and as you focus on what you want, not from a place of victimhood and from feeling that you don't have it, but from a place of, yes, of course, being aware that it may not be present in your life at the moment, but that's not what you focus on. You focus on the thought that it is there somewhere inside of you. It's like I see a jewel being woken up. So instead of us doing all of this mining into the earth, it's like not necessary for this mining to be done in the earth, because the jewel is inside of us. The power is inside of us. So it's about tapping into that energy, into that light, into that jewel, into that gold mine, into that ever infinite glowing abundant sunshine that is inside of all of us, energizing who we are at our essence. And it is our job to recognize when that essence shows up. It's always there, but to recognize when we are present with it, when we are in alignment with it, to bring us into alignment with it in a way that we notice quickly when we're out of alignment, and instead of falling down, beating ourselves up, judging ourselves, judging those around us, and all of the circumstances around us. Instead of that, we quickly notice we're out of it, and we recognize we are capable. We do have the tools necessary. We do have the skills necessary. We do have the community, the heart, the connections, the resources necessary within us to actually step right back into that light, right back into that flow, right back into that essence of who we are, and anchor it in this world. And even as I say anchor it into this world, it's kind of fascinating, because the thought immediately comes, how can you anchor it in this world when the world is transitioning? And easy. You anchor it in this world with the realization of, as you transition, the anchor goes with you. It doesn't keep you stuck. And I think that that is pivotal, because I feel like I'm seeing that a lot, that in a misunderstanding that we, those of us who have tried to anchor what we thought was who we are or what we're supposed to be doing, that is deconstructive. That is struggle. That is not allowing us to get into the flow. So it's really about stepping into this space, this new way of being into the flow, and being able to move with your essence in a way that feels just enjoyable. I'm like moving around and it just feels like, oh, it just feels so good. It's like at our core, we are this like delightful, this effervescent, this really brilliant, amazing, strong power. And it's not a power that overpowers. It's a power that lights the way and helps other people recognize that, oh, I am in my power. And me being in my power shows other people that, hey, they can be in their power. And if I can help them, I am happy and willing to help them. And I am willing to receive an energy exchange for that. In other words, I am willing to receive my grace, my prosperity for that helping, and knowing that that is just part of what our creative process is all about. And we all have our own individual unique role. And I feel like I'm seeing this vortex coming around and just kind of like going through all of our group, going through the field, and it's spiraling. And it's spiraling in a way, it's not like this crazy whirlwind energy that we've been feeling. It's more like this kind of nice, soothing, spiraling energy. And as it's spiraling, it's kind of kicking up the stickiness that's been in our field, the heaviness, the darkness, the shadows that have been keeping us feeling like we're never going to get anywhere. And I laugh as I say we're never going to get anywhere, because that's been part of the confusion, that's been part of the struggle. We're trying to get somewhere instead of recognizing we are already here. Which brings me to a phrase I have on my desk right now, and I want everybody to just kind of feel free to use this. I encourage you to use it. It just basically says, I am here. Breathe into that. And as I said, I am here, I basically am standing up and just going, I am here, with my feet, to actually really ground that into the earth in a way that plugs me in, so that I am able to receive the resources available to me in the here and now, and also able to be a resource in the here and now. Because by plugging into the earth, it is like I see it upping the voltage within me, within you, within all of us. And also I see as we plug in with I am here, it ups the voltage of the planet. Just breathe that in.
I would like to add, I was in Ibiza and we had a shamanic initiation there, and I wrote that on a rock there, I am here. Just want to bring that essence as well to the group. I had that same feeling like you. I'm here for everything that I'm meant to do, to show up and surrender to that. So whatever is given to me, I'm there and I'm following it.
Beautiful.
Bringing that energy of the rock in, of the rocks and the island, and feeling that going right to the core of the center of the earth.
Yes.
And
that earth within you. So breathe all that in.
Feels like it means so many different things when you say, I am here.
It does. It does. And the beauty
is... I'm getting just like a vortex. It's like, you know, it means so many different things. So.
Yes, and you get to experience all of these different sensations and all of these different feelings and all of these different... I personally am just feeling like I am standing up tall. I'm holding my hands out and I am receiving it, and I am also transmitting it.
And I'm also feeling to loosen the mind of all this, a mind that comes in and wants to analyze what it means and what this means and what that means, and the mind that is like hovering over the whole body and at the top of the body, and one, and creating all the tensions with every little thought or questioning, and feeling this mind surrendering as if it drops inside of this outer vortex of this I am here, and feeling the mind surrendering, dropping totally into it, like free falling down and not dissolving, but like merging with this surrender and I'm here.
Integrating becomes more of a curiosity for the mind instead of an analyzation. More of an observing mind instead of a analyzing, controlling mind. An integrated mind, heart, body, and soul.
And a realized mind in that way, where it realizes that there's not even anything to integrate, but everything is here. So it's like a realization over the integration.
Exactly.
Coming deep from the heart, soul, actually in the soul, in the heart.
Yeah.
I also keep
that
getting...
All three brands.
I also keep getting I am everywhere, I am now here, and I am nowhere. Those three other phrases keep going around in my system. So.
Nice. And those are great, and they are true, and yet they can also be deceptive in keeping people from being clear in where they are.
So it feels like my intention was simply I am.
Yes, it was.
So take everything else out of it. No here, no
yeah.
anywhere, no elsewhere. Just say I am and just see what happens.
Well,
that is my intention, because I've tried to figure out all day, like, okay, what's my intention today? And nothing would come up, and right before the session, it's like, well, simple as I am, or as complex as I am. And so Eckhart Tolle was talking about that very well.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to, you know, if you're trying to figure this all out, it gets very complex and very confusing. And
yes,
very
sir.
Meaningful in so many ways, and when the meaning shows up, we get confused.
Yes.
So I simply say, I am.
Okay. Breathe into that. And while everybody is doing that, I'm just moving the energy around, clearing the fog, recognizing this is not really me, but I'm acting as if. Which is all we can do. I feel like I am personally going into a rocking motion right now, and I feel like I'm cradling the energy. Side to side rocking. Feels like just bringing in a nurturing energy, and I feel the ocean. Heart needs lightened in regards to the ocean. There is so much sadness coming up. Swirling, so it feels like the energy is circulating. and it's just coming upon areas of stuckness. And moving through it. I just had this really weird image of a clown. And personally, clowns aren't happy for me. So it was like this really ugly energy of a clown. And I feel like it's a distractive energy. And this distractive energy is under the guise of, oh, this is funny, it's a joke, but it's really not. So it's like working with that energy to kind of bring it to light, literally look it in the face, and just allow it to dissolve. Rather than fight it. Surrender, but it's not surrender in the form of. I think I shared this in the last session. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I'm going to share it again because I saw a preacher recently, and I use his prayer now, where he just says, holds his hands up and says, "Here, you take it." So for me, that's a surrender. It's like, no, I don't need to fight any more battles. I've been a shamanic warrior all my life, and maybe I'm done with that. Maybe I'm not, but maybe I am. And maybe it's time for me to just kind of allow my spirit to be. And I see this for everyone. And I love it because I see all of the deities showing up, like Ganesha. I just set up my own little altar before the call, and I see like Ganesha and the dolphins and a happy dancing Buddha, and they're all just part of the essence of what's available for us in terms of the energy of creativity and creation and the allowing.
And I'm feeling the winds going all around us and the messages that when we are still enough to listen to the wind, the messages that comes with the wind and to touch us and to penetrate us and to wake up again this wildness in us, this wild creative being that has been tamed out of us since kindergarten, school or whenever. To really allow that to come back out. It's like the whole system is tipped over, poisoned, like a poisoned river.
Yes.
Instead of a flowing river that is full of creativity and just, oh, I do this now, I feel a big yes, yes, I'm going to paint now, and now I do this, and to be full of fire and flow, and there's all this mind, total, tipped over, switched. As if the whole system is switched, like the wild nature of us is switched into this tamed rats that run in the rat wheel, hamsters. So the wind bringing this, stirring this, and giving us these messages to follow.
Yes.
Surrender.
Surrender. And enjoy the ride. Trust. And trust is big. It still keeps coming back. Trust. The surrender and enjoy the ride doesn't mean, if we, so the trusting is, like again, reminding us that if we surrender to the flow, we're not going to be bashed against the shore. It's the struggle that keeps us from surrendering to the flow that keeps bashed against the shores. And the bashed against the shores, the metaphor is the river and the ocean, but it also, and the rocks, but it also feels like bashed against the shores inside of our being. So it causes all of this tension, as you talked about before, Tanya, all this tension in the body that causes this pain. And And part of the reason this pain is coming because it's part of our soul saying, wake. And if we can't, if we aren't recognizing the light within us and the vibrancy and the vitality and the essence of who we are, then pain reminds us we are here and we are alive. So it's about being willing to let go and surrender into and through that pain to the point where it's not an issue anymore. It doesn't drive us. It's not what we need to know we are alive. And yet, if it shows up, we know we will move through it quickly.
To even accept pain as a messenger, to stop and listen to the body.
Yes.
Instead of making it bad and transcending even all the thoughts and beliefs around pain.
Yes.
Because pain can be also incredibly pleasurable. Like having really deep pain can be ecstatic. So feeling the opening up to the ecstasy in everything.
Yes. And that actually brings up addictions, because there is confusion in that, in the confusion in the ecstasy of pain, so that so much of our stories are part of that addictive tendency, and that addictive tendency is confusing the true ecstasy of life, period, with the addictive qualities of that adrenaline-inducing reminder of I feel like I'm dead, so I need to be reminded I'm alive, so it going through the pain. So there's a difference between tapping into the ecstasy of the pain and being addicted to the pain. So we're working with just that energy and clearing the heart chakra all the way down through the body. Opening up the channels through the heart, through the breath, through the bowels, through the whole body, actually, now working with the back. And there is a reminder that's coming through. It actually looks like a jellyfish. I love it, coming through the water. Beautiful. And it's like coming through to remind diversity, which reminds us, yes, we are all one, and yes, we all are capable of the same thing, and yes, we have distinct characteristics and appearances and geometry that is designed to bring out those characteristics, and it's about tapping into the geometry of that, tapping into the diversity of that, tapping into our uniqueness while recognizing and remembering we are one. And in a way, it's tapping into the diversity and the uniqueness and remembering we are all one, but in a way where we are connecting links so that it's kind of like that we follow the path, we follow our flow, we connect with another, that person does something, we connect with another, so it's like this weaving, this web of life throughout creation, and trusting that your value is no more nor no less than anyone else in this appearance, in this reality. And trusting that that is more than enough. That triggered a fear in someone or several in the group, a fear of the thought of I trusted in the past and it failed me. And so we need to cleanse that energy of failure being bad and bringing that person to these people, whoever we are, to through this realization of the gift in that failure so that trust surfaces.
What it feels like, Debbie, is that the fear is because the people thought it was trust that they were placing, and it wasn't really trust. It was more acquiescence or something different. And
or
so,
control.
Yeah, it's not true trust, I guess. So
it's not.
It might be redefining that term or that feeling for those who that applies to.
Thank you. Yes, and it really applies to what was stated earlier in looking at trust through the essence of fear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I also feel.
Hmm?
I feel the new moon energy, and the sun meeting the moon meeting the sun, and that like in us, in ourselves, our masculine meeting our feminine, and vice versa, and then in the outer, and all of us meeting each other, who how we really are without all these masks, and. Like this term, all one, also means alone when you see writing. So it's all one, but coming out of this deep aloneness, it's all the same. And really bringing this, I'm just feeling these energies come together, the sun and the moon, and then the masculine and the feminine, and all of us coming together. By being whole.
Nice. I'm feeling that as
the
well.
The feeling also the pain.
Coming through as an undulation.
And I'm feeling the pancreas reflex point and also the spleen energy just swirling around us all. You know, this dancing energy of the spleen energy just really driving this in and the earth element. And the wind again, the air, the Libra, the air.
I feel this coming through really strongly, the dancing energy. It's like the dance of the universe, the cosmos. It's coming in, and it's like it is this undulating energy, and it actually just feels like so amazing. It's just... It is the essence of who we are, and it is that blissful state, that orgasmic state of being in this body in a way that enlivens this body instead of tears it apart. Huh. And for whatever reason,
this
energy as Rumi is coming through today, because today's his birthday. And so... that energy and that essence of that mysticism and that commitment and that love and that total surrender is coming through brilliantly.
Also feel this energy of like a headmaster kind of type hovering over all of us with a sword and saying, you're having too much fun, that's enough now. And bang, you know, you get some pain again. You know, it's too ecstatic to stop this. It's too good to be true. And work has to be hard. It can't be fun, so stop it. And just this, like pulling that into the dance. Oh, yeah, I see you, but I embrace you. Now I'm having fun and now I'm actually stepping into that. This is how I was meant to live. I'm not meant to live in this suffering way for a weekend and a holiday. I'm meant to have this every day, a holy moment in every moment, and not 2 weeks a year or so.
Yes.
Just bringing that in.
Very much so. As you were saying that, I actually saw myself pulling the headmaster into the dance.
Yes, if we are all like dressing him up and face painting him and just tickling him and wow, you know, let's show you what is a good time and how you can live.
Exactly. It's like, so he is dancing now. With resistance, but No, he's starting to flow. Because it's not about fighting him. It's about, let's just surrender and I'm just going to dance. I'm just going to be in the flow. I'm just going to move. And eventually it's kind of like, has anybody ever, like, when have you ever been with a child who's taken themselves way too seriously, or a person, and you just do silly things and just refuse to get caught up in that drama until they finally can't control themselves and they laugh? It's that energy. It's that surrender. It's like, I'm not going there. Not because I'm fighting against it, but because it doesn't serve me. And it doesn't serve my place in life, my purpose in life. It doesn't serve.
That's funny that you just said that about, the line about taking yourself to, you know, taking the child too seriously. Uh-huh. And I feel that way about the energy. It's about myself, you know, not taking it all so seriously and realizing that it's all just a distraction.
Yeah.
And we really are already here, and we get so distracted by so many things that,
yeah,
that's how we lose that peace. So we need to stop and look at ourselves and just hug ourselves and say, it's okay, smile.
Yeah. You know. Smile. Yes. It works miracles, it does.
Yeah.
Then going deep into the root chakra, because there are also all these ancestral memories in there from, you know, being burned for sharing your gift, or the witch burnings, and being shunned, and all this conformity. So just clearing, like circulation plucking on the whole base chakra, and then I'm just seeing all these ancestral lines,
yes,
going way down. So just clearing through that, linking to the heart as well, and the soul.
Beautiful. And that's important, because we, you know, it's like we work with our individual family lineage, but essentially we're all one. We're all connected. So we all have aspects of all of our history. And so it's like our history is calling to be released. It's funny because I actually feel like I'm the. I actually was working with a little girl today on the phone or on a distance session, and I'm doing what I was doing with her now earlier, because she's like trying to hop. She's like not two yet. She's like trying to hop, and she doesn't quite hop. She like bounces on her knees, and I feel that energy right now. But I feel that energy of her, which is beautiful, because it's really like, yes, I'm so ready to fly, and mm-hmm. It. Also feel the opposite energy of, yes, and giving birth. It's like giving birth, we're each, this session is midwifing us. We are each giving birth to ourselves. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it, the energy of giving birth, so going down into the earth, and the energy of flying. Okay. Well, that was intense. Does anybody have anything else? Because I feel like that was intense and that was it.
Yeah, it feels fairly complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels like the center needs to be burst.
The what? The what?
The placenta needs to be burst.
Oh, it feels like that's what, yeah, it was all happening. Oof.
Yeah.
Amazing, actually.
you know, that comes after you birth. Just say if you birth the baby and then, oh no, I have to actually birth a little bit more. Now let's have the placenta come out. If this doesn't come out, then you know there's more intervention needed. There's more on this needed.
Thank you for pointing that out. So let's focus on that. Let's get that out.
Give that a little
guys,
tug.
You're here with us too. This is where you get to participate and give birth too. I love it. So I feel like we're getting a transmission right now. So just everybody breathe into that. And I'm getting to ask everybody to just be kind to yourself over the next 21 days as you go through this new moon cycle and even into the next full moon cycle. Just be kind to yourself.
I feel also really the five senses all really seeing ourselves and what we are really.
Yes.
I've felt this in my mother in the last few days. I've seen, wow, I've been putting myself down for, I don't have this tolerance, I don't like doing this, but what have I been giving my children? What am I good at? And to really look at, wow, what am I in relationships? What am I bringing? What is really me? And that in every aspect of our life, to really be able to see and taste and hear and smell and feel ourselves, what we are bringing in this uniqueness that we are to this world.
Yes. Without trying to figure it out, just being in awe shows up. Just being in that curious mind, that beginner's mind, that childlike mind, in awe of what shows up.
There's just a big raven flowing by here, and I just want to bring that energy in of this magician. No, the magician of the raven, that is just so. And they fly by, they go like, sound of them swishing by, and their blackness.
Yes.
Why butterflies dance around that are white and just light, and the contrast of them.
It's the contrast and the magic, the true magic, the contrast and the true magic, not the sleight of hand, distracting magic. Big difference.
We are the magic.
Yes. And it's time we recognize that and receive it.
It's interesting that you said that because I kept getting trickster energy, like trickster, and I just couldn't really figure out what it meant. And then I had that feeling of, you know, that fullness that I was feeling. I haven't felt that like most of my life. And it was almost like the earth has been supporting us to come into that fullness of who we truly are. And that trickster energy was taking up room somehow.
Yes. And you know, and to be kind to even the trickster energy, what I got with that is it's a deceptive energy, but it's actually the part of us that feels separate and feels isolated, that's afraid to be vulnerable, that child within us, is in a way trying to soften the transition, distract us, because there's this confusion, this dynamic of this self-talk that we're not quite ready, or that whole persecution complex of, oh, it happened before, and somebody's gonna, I'm gonna pay for this now. So it's really that duality, that polarity, and that old storyline trying to protect us in a way.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not to make it wrong. It's to recognize it, to say thank you, and to say, I recognize this story. Thank you. And you can go now because I really am choosing the essence of who I am.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Mm. I think we're complete, and I'm going to take everybody off of mute, and you can be in the silence if you want. I will leave it there till we feel totally complete.
Beloved, I am.
Yes. Let's all say it together. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
And we are.
And I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Andy. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Debbie.